The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. It has always been the plan for Jesus to be the ruler of this earth. The prophet Micah calls Him the ruler of Israel. In Luke 1:32, the angel who promised Mary she would have the baby who would be the Savior of the world also told her, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give Him the throne of His father David. And He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever, and of His kingdom there shall be no end." Over the last 100 years in America, many have suggested that Jesus' kingdom is only a spiritual kingdom. And indeed, He does have a spiritual kingdom, for He rules the souls of those in whose spirit He resides, those who've been born again and thus are part of His kingdom. But He's more than a spiritual king. He's the creator and sustainer of this whole universe, and He is the author of civil government. Civil government is His idea. He first instituted it with Noah and his sons. After the great flood, Noah was offering a sacrifice up to God, acknowledging God's goodness and protection for the year that had just ended, during which he and his family had floated on the massive waters covering the earth. God then promised Noah He would never again destroy the earth with water, and also said to him, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man will his blood be shed, for in the image of God He made man." Here, God institutes civil government so man can live in order, out of which grows all peace in a society. God is the author of civil government. God knows that without civil government enforcing law that prevents one man from wronging another, life on this earth would be chaos. Thus, He gives to man, through Noah, civil government. The Apostle Paul would later confirm this when he wrote in Romans 13:1, "Let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God." Thus, when Jesus comes to this earth, He begins to restore the order of God that we had rejected in the Garden of Eden by choosing to make our own decisions in life. Jesus restores the internal order of government first. He lives by the internal direction of the Holy Spirit, and then, by His death and resurrection, makes it possible for all of us who receive Him as Master to have internal government restored in us also. But then He begins to restore external government as well. The greatest attempt at that in human history was the original civil government established here in America. And while it wasn't perfect, the state and national governments here did provide the greatest amount of liberty for the greatest number of people ever known to man. This is why John Quincy Adams would say, "The birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior." And one day, perhaps sooner than most imagine, there will be a perfect government established on this earth. For Jesus will come back to this earth, placing His feet here, and all will acknowledge Him as the rightful ruler of this earth. He will rule this earth as the King to whom all will bow and all will obey. So don't despair in this present pressurized time. The best is yet to come. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.